There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, evidently nobody flew off of a golf cart last week while I was gone, and TMB was hosting with DRB, Dr. B. Dr. Batar, thanks for hanging in there with me while I was out of the country.
Absolutely, man. It was a good time, and yes, you're right, nobody fell out of a golf cart, so that was a good thing.
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear that. You know, injuries abound when you two get together, so you never know.
Yeah, that's true, but funny thing is neither one of us play golf.
Maybe that's the reason they didn't teach you how to ride one of those things safely. Hey, listen, yeah. Last hour, Dr. Batar, before we get into a number of the stories that I'm sure you haven't read yet, that's a Ty Bollinger joke. last hour. Yes.
I still don't know what's funny about that because I don't get it.
Okay, well, that's all right. We won't explain it to you yet because that's kind of funny in its own right. We had last hour, you know, we've been talking about the medical kidnapping issues for some time now. Last hour, we had Michelle Ryder, but for the first time, her son, Isaiah Ryder, who's now 17 and in state custody, if you will, by Department of Children and Family Services in Illinois over the issue of medical neglect or medical abuse, they say, which is ill-defined. They can say whatever they want. And it's just stunning to me, outrageous as a parent, much less as a healer, but as a parent first, how this is happening to so many. And it occurs to me that the medical establishment is making enemies. They're making enemies right, left, and center. And they're basically doing themselves in by this behavior. It won't be long before there will be the pitchforks and torches coming after them. Because how long can a parent withstand this kind of assault and stealing of children?
Well, I don't know, Robert, how anybody can withstand anything like this for any level of duration. It baffles me. I just don't understand how that happens. But I also think that there are certain people that give off the pheromone of being a prey rather than a predator. And I think that those bodies that, you know, they look for weakness and they seek out the weakness. And those that are weak, they get fed upon. It's like the survival of the fittest. I think that there are certain people that, you know, I hate to say it this way, they have a victim mentality, and so they create that energy, and I'm not trying to be negative towards anybody, but, you know, from just speaking for myself and speaking for friends of mine, yourself included, and Ty, I just can't see any of us ever even coming within, you know, 1% of a situation like that. And I think, again, it comes down to, you know, what's the difference? The difference is that what is a person willing to tolerate? I remember talking off the air with you about a family a few months ago. You remember you and I talked, it was Ty. Ty and I talked about a family a few months ago, and Ty was going to try to help them out. And I just didn't get it because it baffles me that somebody would allow themselves to be put into a situation like that and not do something, no matter what the circumstances are. This is your child. How can you allow anybody? And I don't care. I understand that there's ways that they manipulate the situation. I understand all of that. But, you know, again, walking down through a dark alley, how does somebody get mugged? Well, don't put yourself in a situation that you walk through a dark alley, for God's sake. You know, put yourself proactive and do certain things preventive.
But authoritarians prey on the walking wounded. So if you have a child who is ill and you didn't know the things that we know, they take advantage of that. And, of course, if you survive it, as we're finding out with Team Isaiah, with Isaiah Ryder, there may be a strengthening processes that you undergo while in captivity. interestingly enough, that your resolve is strengthened. You don't get weaker, but you get stronger to say, this is an outrage. This wrong must be righted, not only for me, but for others. And I see warriors being tested this way. They didn't know they had to be warriors in this life, and they found out the hard way. And I think that's part of what the training is going on right now.
And I think that's right. And I hope that people don't misunderstand what my intention is by what I said. I know there's circumstances that are beyond all of our control sometimes. And I know that the situations that occur that, you know, we can control about as well as we can control which way the winds are blowing. But what I'm saying is that there's also almost permission that's been given to these bodies to do what they're doing. And nobody stood at the door braced and, you know, were ready to put what was necessary. I'll give you a perfect example. Remember that child that was Amish, where they were going to try to take a child away for doing, I think it was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, was it? You remember the story better than I would, because you covered it a lot more extensively. But if you remember, Robert, they left the country.
Yes.
Okay, so now, yes. You know, why, that parent said, no matter what happens, nobody's going to touch my child, and they left the country. And that's the type of determination that one has to have if you want to defend your child. But if you let them take your child and then you bitch and moan about it, excuse my French, but you know, you, there's always a way to deal with something like that. You leave the house, or you leave the city, or you leave the state, or you leave the country. You do whatever you have to, because you have to be the one who defends your child. Nobody else is going to do it for you.
Sure. And I think a lot of these parents have underestimated the opponent, the enemy, or didn't know it was the enemy, because they have been lulled into a false sense of security that these were the people that knew better somehow. Initially, you didn't know where else to turn. In fact, you didn't even realize that the same medical authorities that claimed to know what to do for your child were the ones that were responsible for harming your child in the first place and giving them these illnesses that are mysterious and strange, so that they can't even do anything but claim that the parent is the medical abuser.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly the problem, because these are, you know, as the authoritarian state increases, there's going to be more and more cases like this, because there's more and more people that are now involved with the regulatory process, because the unemployment rate is supposedly getting better. Well, why is it getting better? Because more and more people are getting hired by the government. So the government has to find more jobs for people to do, and so they have more regulations to make sure that there's more things to regulate. There's more regulators necessary to regulate. And so even if the machine is working fine and there's nobody that's doing anything wrong, the machine still needs to be fed. So they have to create criminals. They have to create people that are doing problems. So if they don't have anybody that's not taking care of the child, they have to find somebody and make them into somebody who's not taking care of the child to justify their own job, to justify their own existence.
Sure.
And yes,
well,
to
increase their budget as well, we found that the kidnapping that we see on the state side comes tied with federal money that is instantaneous only if you grab them quickly. So it's almost beyond belief that some of these parents are seeing this happen before their eyes. They've never conceived of this happening, so a lot of them are being blindsided. I want to read this quote from our good friend Roseanne Lindsay. She posted this up on the Facebook, and this was from Theodore Roosevelt originally, and I appreciate this, and I know you will, Dr. Bitar. Said this: behind the ostensible government sits enthroned an invisible government, owing no allegiance and acknowledging no responsibility to the people. To destroy this invisible government, to dissolve the unholy alliance between corrupt business and corrupt politics, is the first task of the statesmanship of the day. Theodore Roosevelt. Stunning. Isn't that? And that's a long time ago, 100 plus years ago now. That kind of information was, you know, there was awareness within the body politic, but it's kind of gone underground, but it's bubbling to the surface, and it's creating such tension, such outrage. Also, so many victims, as you said. That if our message is anything, you know, from the standpoint of bringing the power to heal back to the people, it is also the power to prevent this from occurring. But we must unplug from this medical matrix and recognize that outside of putting Humpty Dumpty back together again, it pretty much is a dangerous and death-inducing, disease-inducing profession.
That's exactly what it is. And the most important thing that an individual can do for themselves and their families is to empower themselves with knowledge, because once you have empowered yourself with knowledge, you can no longer be that victim.
Yeah, well said. But it is stunning, again, how many people have not woken up yet and are waking up what we call it the hard way, going through these traumas, having to strengthen themselves, test their mettle, hopefully survive it. Not everybody does. And then come out and teach others to say, this is happening today. This isn't about Nazi Germany in the 1930s, the 1940s. This is 2015 America, and it's happening here right now. So in many ways, these people become the warning sign for the contemporary, let's say, body of Americans who would like to deny that this horrific thing is happening.
Yeah, there was a great book that was written, and I will try to get the name of it during the when we break, but he's written a lot of great stories, and the stories always have a very important lesson behind them. But he wrote a little book, maybe 80 pages, and it's all about what happened during World War One and World War Two, and how many of the things that happened then are happening now, but they're happening in our own country. In fact, on the air, Robert, you remember we read that one little blurb from a local Nebraska newspaper. You remember that? Lest we forget, you know, it may be worth reminding. And it was an article that was written in 1983, but it was originally written in, like, 1971. And so this little town in Nebraska reprinted that article 14 years later, and it's more appropriate today than it had ever been, and it was reminding us that all those different things that were happening, that was actually the preliminary of the increase in socialism, I guess, prior to not Germany becoming the world antagonist that it became during World War One and World War Two. And when you read those things and you say, wait a second, every one of those things is happening right now, and it's happening in our own country. It's not happening there. It's not then. We're trying to remember, lest we forget, remember what happened then so that we don't repeat the mistake today again. And that's exactly what's happening, because the mistake is being repeated, and unfortunately a lot of us are not taking heed.
Yeah. Once again, you know, if you have control of the history books and you can erase history and rewrite it, you know, just even omitting certain aspects of history without rewriting anything else is enough to create a different future. And it's one that is controlled for you by those who have omitted those certain things that would teach you about how we got to certain places in history and how we're going there again. Is it necessary? No. But if we do not speak out when we see these things occur, then atrocities are inevitably to follow, and they are occurring even today as we talk about these medical kidnapping cases. Another atrocity relates to the selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting drugs. I'm going to ask Dr. Bitar about the latest study showing that fully 69% of the people prescribed Prozac, Paxil, and Zoloft don't have clinical depression. We might argue that it's not even good for that, but let's just set that aside for a moment and say, how scientific, how evidence-based is modern medicine? We'll be back with Dr. Bitar after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, as much as I love being in the United Kingdom with friends and family, I really miss being live on the air every day. And live with my good friend, Dr. Rasha Bitar. You guys rocked it last week, I understand, and we're doing it again this week. And Rasha, your voice is so strong. It gives strength to a lot of folks who are listening. And on the break, you were mentioning a book, because I always talk about history, about those who rewrite history or erase history, how they set us up for that repeat. And, of course, a lot of times we go back to 20th century, the story of Nazi Germany, the rise of Hitler. How did it happen? Did it happen overnight? No, it didn't. And there's a book you brought up. I think Super Don blasted it out. What is this one called? How Do You Kill 11 Million People? Why the Truth Matters More Than You Think. And this is by that guy, Andy Andrews, that you mentioned, Dr. Bitar.
Yeah, and Andy Andrews has written some very, very powerful books. I have been given as a gift three different books by him. Each one of the books was given to me at a different time, and they were all given to me by my brother. And they were really fantastic books. And they're short, but they have a very powerful message. And this particular one was one of the shortest ones, but I think it is well worth the read. In fact, I believe somewhere in the book he kind of talks about his motivation for actually writing this book. I was very, very impressed with it. But it also, as you said, Robert, it brings history into very clear focus, into a focus that many of us forget. You know, we have this perception of history that is old, dusty books and something that happened, and it's not really appropriate, and it's more just for not appropriate for nowadays. It's just more something that you can discuss, and it's more philosophical and worthy of discussion. Nobody thinks about it, but it's actually something that is going to allow us to see the potential template of what we may be following, because history will always repeat itself, and those that are irresponsible and don't remember history are unfortunately doomed to repeat the same mistakes as have been conducted in the past. And so for me personally, not that I'm a student of history or anything, I do like to look at things that mankind went through in the past. You know, when we, even going back to like Paleolithic diet and looking at some of the changes that have occurred in how we eat, and then looking at, for example, the Pottinger cat study that you and I have discussed before on the air, just looking at certain things that we have found from a historical perspective that are very pertinent to now, even though we may not think it's pertinent, but if we read about it and we learn, we say, wait a second, this is happening right now. And nobody's telling us this history. This is why this book is so powerful, because you read it and you don't even know you're reading anything about history. You're just reading about something. You think, oh, wait a second, this is happening now, this is happening now, this is happening now. Until at the end, then you realize, oh, my God, this is history. This is something that happened in the past. And if we don't do something about it right now, this is what's going to happen again.
Yeah, exactly. And we talk about consciousness together. We've mentioned that word many times over the years together, broadcasting and even off the air. But unconsciousness also facilitates that repeat in history. And that's why that SSRI story is so interesting, because not that we're fans of it for anybody, although we defend your freedom to have access if that's what you feel is right, even if it's dangerous. But the fact is now 69% of the people being prescribed these Prozac, Paxil, and Zoloft-like drugs are not even clinically depressed, according to the indications for use based on its FDA approval. So where is evidence-based medicine unless they're participating actively in the shutting down of consciousness of the people?
Well, I think that you just hit a very, very big nail square on the head, and that's one of the biggest problems that I think is happening with modern society, is that they are trying to dumb us down. They're trying to sedate us. They're trying to numb us. They're trying to make us more susceptible to various types of pathogens. There is a systemic, again, I'm probably sounding like some person that's holed up in a bunker talking, but I'm not. Yet, if there was ever a time in history, I know this sounds funny, right? If there's ever a time in history where if we could really know, you know, not to say that I know everything about this at all, that's not what I'm trying to say, but if I believe that if the audience knew 5%, Robert, of what you know and what I know, there is no other reasonable conclusion that one could reach other than there is something afoot that is organized and sinister. It's highly suspect as to the agenda, because money and power, it's not as quite as simple as that. There's something greater. We've talked about this before. You know, there's agendas and motivation of financial gain, etc. But then there's also, at a certain point, you cross over into that, and then there's a darkness and a light you're talking about. And we're talking about the darkness here.
Well, and this is why, you know, your book is also so important to me and others, because it helps us claw out of that, you know, the physical control, but you talk about emotional and other things and spiritual ways of healing. And that's the 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, international bestseller by Dr. Rasha Bitar. If you're a new listener, please pick it up. I have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We've got lots more to do. Stick with us.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost?
Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, if you ever missed an episode of Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Vitar here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, medicalrewind.com is your key, the easiest way to access it. Hundreds of hours now of great information. You can't put a price on it. It's extraordinary. And upcoming, Dr. Vitar revealed with TMB last week the webinar that's going to be coming up, and there's a way to sign up now. And we're going to add the links, and I know Super Don's going to blast it out, but check it out in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I heard that you got immediately a nice splash last week after you guys went on the air about this.
Well, we actually, from 4 o'clock, I think it's 4:30 that it was posted, till 8 o'clock when we landed live with the show, we had over 250 people registered, and then right after the show, by the next day, I think we had over 560 people. So I'm not sure where we are now.
Still climbing, I'm sure, 1, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people.
So if they sign up, they'll get the information about when it'll occur, even if it shifts in time, right? They'll get all of that information?
Yeah, inadvertently we put down the time at 8 o'clock on Monday, May 11th, and unfortunately that's the time we're going to be on the air. Plus, I'm even not going to be in the country. I'm going to be in the Middle East at the time. So we will have to change it. It's probably going to be the same day. We're just going to change the time a little bit. But regardless, just go ahead and get registered. For people that are listening, go ahead and get registered. And once you're registered, even if you don't make it, you will be able to listen to the replay for free. Nobody else is going to be able. If you haven't registered, you won't be able to. You won't get the information. Let's put it that way.
Right. So sign up. Super Don's going to blast it out. We'll make sure it's embedded into the show notes so you can check it out after the show at robertscadbell.com. Now, another aspect of consciousness.
Robert, if I can just,
go ahead.
Before we go there, I just want to say one other thing. What this is about. It's about the newest advancement in the science of detoxification. It's one of the, as far as I'm concerned, one of the most important additions. It's not replacing anything, but it's an additional aspect of detoxification using well-established techniques in the scientific literature, well-established. I mean, over 81 pages of references, over 450 references, and we've combined three of these different technologies into one, and so we're going to be, we've already had prototypes, we've already been testing it, and we're going to be making a very significant leap in the science of detoxification, I believe, by adding this tool to our arsenal.
Fantastic. Well, we need to go back in time and really absorb the knowledge of our ancients, you know, our ancestors, because they knew basic things. And yes, there's technology today, but it can only be used appropriately when it embraces that kind of historical context of integrating nature, right? I mean, we're not talking about poisoning people back to health.
Exactly, Robert. And that point that you made, that's a very, very important point. And then add to that the synergism, how some of these things synergistically work, and they're not 1 + 1 = 2. It's more like 1 + 1 = 11. It's that synergistic exponential increase when you put some of these technologies and historical therapies into combination with each other. The results can be pretty amazing.
Yeah. Did you ever hear about the what is it called? Going back and they say, I'm going to go all medieval on you. Have you ever heard somebody say, I'm going to go medieval on you, like they threaten you? Well, evidently somebody found out like there was like a 1,000-year-old medieval remedy that they pulled out of the history book somewhere, and they applied it, and they're basically eradicating MRSA with, you know, a combination of garlic and onions and some bile from the stomach of I don't know what animal, I don't have in front of me. But, I mean, it's just fascinating how they're stunned, the medical community is stunned. How is it possible 1,000 years ago they knew how to kill MRSA? Well, they should ask this question. How is it possible that we have MRSA? It never existed, and yet ancient remedies can still kill it.
Yeah, that's a better question. That's a much better question. That's a much better question. I agree with you.
Everything old becomes new again. We're going to have to embrace it, just like I've talked about the technological ability to embed silver nanoparticles into antibiotics that no longer work, and they say, oh, look, it works again. It's like, well, maybe it's the silver. You don't need the antibiotics. So that context as well. And we got questions of the day coming in. I know sometimes we do some generic response questions because we don't, you know, we're not playing doctor on the air. But I think it's appropriate to take this one.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question of the day comes from Marty. Marty is a 70-year-old male. He claims to be, Dr. Batari claims to be in great shape. He's 5'11", 190 pounds, 34 waist. He works out 6 days a week, combination yoga, weights, Pilates, some other form of exercise. He walks once a week on top of it, but he says his cholesterol is 240 and it keeps going up. LDL 170 keeps going up, even though I eat no soy, no dairy, no wheat, no corn. I minimize sugar and salt. Little bit of red meat, and of course, no fried food, no soft drinks or juice. I'm very frustrated. I drink about 3 glasses red wine a day and eat probably 2 cups roasted peanuts a day, take testosterone and vitamin B shots weekly. What can I or what should I do? Thank you very much. That's Marty. What would you say, Dr.
Yeah. Is this a moment of duh, or is this a...
Let him have it. Let him have the moment of duh. Go for it.
Well, I didn't know whether this is a moment of duh or not, because, I mean, there's so many things that were wrong in this statement, you know. I mean, in this, first of all, three glasses of red wine, alcohol converts to formaldehyde, and it goes to the liver. Having one glass of red wine every third day, you know, it's maybe fine for the resveratrol effect, but if you have three glasses of red wine, you think you're doing yourself a favor, you have truly misjudged how much alcohol you should be consuming.
Nailed it.
Two cups. Second, eating two cups of roasted peanuts a day, one of the worst things you can do. God knows how much aflatoxin this guy's getting. Peanuts are, you know, one of the substances that are highly carcinogenic. Having a couple, you know, some peanuts, a handful of peanuts occasionally is not a big deal, but two cups of roasted peanuts a day, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of problems there. You're taking testosterone, so you're shutting down your entire endogenous negative inhibitory feedback loop. You're just basically creating testicular atrophy, and all your endocrine system go all the way back up to your hypothalamus is getting screwed up because you're taking testosterone, which is about the most idiotic thing any human being can do to themselves besides smoking. It's absolutely insane. Read chapter 11 of the books, you can understand of my book that The Night Sets Keep the Doctor Away, so you can understand what you're doing to your body and how undesired that effect is. The vitamin B shots weekly, that's a good thing. But you know, if you're doing all the right things, then you shouldn't really need a vitamin B shot. You should be able to supplement B vitamins orally. But if taking testosterone is insane, it's absolutely it's insanity because you're shutting down completely the inhibitory, negative inhibitory feedback loop. And just remember, we've talked about this many times on the air, Robert. You know what happens? Just for listeners right now, if you take an end hormone, then the body sees that level of going of that particular hormone going up, up, up. So the body says, "Oh, too much level." The hypothalamus, which is the regulatory mechanism, is too much and sends that signal to shut down your own body's endogenous supply of that hormone. So your organs that naturally produce this start to atrophy and they shrink up. Just like a bodybuilder who takes testosterone, the testicles shrink up. Now you're creating all sorts of different things happening. I'm not going to go through everything, but you know.
You nailed it. And go ahead, say that last thing and just hammer it all the way in.
Okay, well, the cholesterol issue, you know, he says that my cholesterol is 240 and keeps going up. Well, it's going up because the body's trying to compensate right now. I don't believe that cholesterol is a problem. I've never believed that it's a problem. In fact, all the literature supports that it's not a problem. It's actually the sugars that we're consuming and the triglycerides and those types of things. Cholesterol is probably a compensatory mechanism designed to try to lubricate our system, our vascular tree. If you really think that I've lost my mind and my marbles, then think about this. Bears have a cholesterol of 600 to 700, and who's ever heard of a bear having a heart attack? And then the latest studies in the last 10 years show clearly that people with hyperlipidemia, i.e. high cholesterol, half of them have no heart issues, and half the people that have heart issues have completely normal completely normal cholesterol, but the other half have way whacked out cholesterol, but their heart, they have no heart disease. So there's a lot of issues going on over here that you're talking about when you say that I'm glad it says I eat no soy. I thought I read it first that he eats soy. I was thinking, well, that's another problem, but at least he's not doing that. And
Look, I just want to reiterate something that you just honed in on the beginning here, because when there is some kind of shift in cholesterol levels, let's say it's been at a steady pace for years, then suddenly there is a shift. That could indicate, again, something going on with the liver, because that's where the primary source of cholesterol is. Even if you consume large amounts of cholesterol in your diet, you really impact your levels minimally, if at all. And that's been also in the literature, it's acknowledged. And even the advisory board to the government on the issue of cholesterol recently came out and finally acknowledged it as well. So the issue that you did with the three glasses of red wine and the roasted peanuts, much less the probably synthetic testosterone he's on, all of these things may be driving his cholesterol, which is indicative of stress to his liver in this case, if it's been rising steadily recently.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, let's make one clarification here. You said synthetic testosterone. If you're taking bioidentical testosterone or actual human testosterone, say you could get it, it's not going to be any better. The effect on the endocrine system is the same, on the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis is the same. Taking any end hormone is insanity. And you can read this in chapter 11 because I go through painful detail, and it's violating every principle of human physiology.
Well, there you go. Speaking out and not asking for permission. That's why we love you, Dr. Bitar.
Well, I'm glad you do.
and secretly, Ty does too. He likes you too, so you're okay. You're okay in our book. Now, let's see, another story here as far as I talked about the medieval MRSA. This is interesting. Monsanto, right? High-tech, biotech, right? All the scientists in the world making big bucks, six figures, seven figures. And they've got an entire department. It was recently revealed. They have an entire department dedicated to discrediting scientists who don't work for them.
Yeah, you know why? Well, I know you know why.
Well, why? You haven't even read the story. How would you know?
Well, I don't even need to read the story. I'm just reading the headline. Monsanto employee admits the entire department exists to discredit scientists. Why? Because Monsanto is... How do I say this?
Yeah, say it politely.
I need to say it politely. But basically, if they're putting out all this information and saying that, just let's use genetically modified foods as an example, this is all safe, and then there are other scientists out there that are proving that it's not safe, then the only attack that they have, the only strategy they have, is to discredit those scientists that are saying that it's insane to consume this type of stuff.
Yeah.
That's an example. So pretty much all the chemical warfare that they're creating on the human body, or that they're contributing to, they need to have somebody that, to discredit all the people that are showing the truth.
The gatekeeper. And, of course, one of them says you can drink a whole quart of glyphosate. But then when offered, he says, no thanks. What do you think I am? Stupid?
Yeah, you know, actually, Robert, you can say that again.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Yeah, as we learned that Monsanto has an entire department dedicated to discrediting scientists who basically find things that are not so nice about genetically engineered foodstuffs, or whatever they want to call it. It kind of reminds me, Dr. Bittar, how like the CDC and other pro-vaccine forces have minions that they hire out, they don't admit that they do this, to just yell at and scream at and attack ad hominem style those who question the so-called science of vaccination. And recently, go ahead.
I was just going to say, yeah, that point that you just made, you know, it's so amusing that if you give them enough rope, they usually hang themselves.
Mm. Indeed. You know, and this guy that was interviewed on glyphosate, he was a spokesperson, I guess, for the genetically engineered industry in Monsanto, was challenged recently on the issue of, you know, saying that it's so safe and, well, why don't you drink it? I don't know if you guys covered it last week when you were here with Ty, but
yeah,
I know
we did.
That
we did.
You did. Okay. It made the rounds.
But I think it's well worth repeating it. And actually what I just said about give them enough room, they'll hang themselves. This is a perfect example of them hanging themselves.
This is like Paul Offit saying the kid can take 10,000 vaccines and be fine. Well, okay, Dr. Offit, you do it. No.
That was a challenge I put out to him. You know, I'll take the same amount as he does. The only difference is I can, because they said our treatment didn't work. I said, if I can use the treatment, they can't. Of course, nobody ever talked us up on that challenge. So.
Yeah, so let's hear the interview that happened when this guy was called out about drinking some glyphosate.
Do not believe that glyphosate in Argentina is causing increases in cancer. You can drink a whole quart of it and it won't hurt you.
You want to drink some? We have some here.
I'd be happy to, actually. Not really, but I know it wouldn't hurt me.
If you say so, I have some guys.
No, I'm not stupid.
Okay, so you.
No, but I know.
So it's dangerous,
I know,
right?
No, people try to commit suicide with it and fail fairly regularly.
Tell the truth.
It's not dangerous to humans. No, it's not.
So are you ready to drink one glass of
milk? No, I'm not an idiot.
Wow.
Interview me about golden rice. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, then it's finished.
Except
the interview is finished.
That's a good way to solve things.
Yeah. You're a complete jerk.
Right. You're a jerk for calling him out on the lie that it's safe to drink and he would drink it unless you know, until you give it to him. It's like, You call them out. It's beautifully done. Sounds like
who's naked? Give enough room, they'll hang themselves.
Exactly, and that's what they definitely did. And you know, science sometimes finds out some really cool stuff. Although you wonder, in reality, who funded it? And guess what? It's time for today's
moment of duh.
What are you people on dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons, Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by Australian Sweat Glands. Why, you say? Well, Australian researchers, based on more than 200,000 adults over age 45, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Internal Medicine, found out that... hold your breath, everybody. Vigorous exercise helps people live longer. No, don't say it ain't so. Dr. Bitar, well, you must be shocked.
I'm just glad that this research came out, because now there's a reason for my vigorous sprinting this morning that I did not feel much better that I did it.
Exactly. My boxing yesterday, I'm just getting the heart rate up and doing quick sprints on the bicycle. I feel like I'm here for the long haul. And even a double dose, a moment of duh. There's an article here that was published by Reuters. Says there's another study, and it supports the 2008 Physical Activity Guidelines for Americans, which says that even if you have less than the recommended physical activity, but you do some, it still may lengthen your life. In other words, doing a little is better than none. Yeah.
Wow. So that means that for the people that are getting up and walking to the refrigerator to get a beer during halftime, even they may be getting some benefit from getting up and walking to the refrigerator.
Right. And Super Don keeping up with his dog in heat, he's going to live longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dog might not, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's got to be crazy for you. But hopefully you get some exercise running that dog off of its whatever hormonal high.
Well, you know, this is one of those funny things that we talk about this a moment ago. But, you know, intuitively, how many people would really think that vigorous exercise is not good? And just do the things that you know that you need to do. When you actually exercise, it may hurt, but afterwards you feel great. Well, there's a reason you feel great.
Yeah. Maybe that guy that wants to drink a quart of glyphosate would think this is a stunning revelation.
There you go.
All right, Dr. Bitar, we're wrapping up another Advanced Medicine Monday, and of course, medicalrewind.com, or our archives all over planet Earth through GCN and National News Radio. In the meantime, until next week, until tomorrow, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.